Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. I am G.R. Mobley. This is an educational grassroots program focused on uniting and leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again.
Well, folks, it's now or never. I can't be probably any more sincere, and I can't be any more succinct, and I definitely cannot be any more forthright with you. It is now or never. We either take back and we start immediately with every single public servant that we have. Today, we're going to be moving our form of government towards the important part of the government where we can really get to the crux of the problem. And the crux of the problem is you. It is us. We the voters, it is we the people, how we have really bought into this idea that we can get our government to, and we can get our public servants to do favors for us, because they do favors, and that's what they do. But that was not supposed to be a part of the process. Where in their oath of office does it say, I will support those who pay for my campaign and do favors for them? It doesn't say that. What it says is, I will support the Constitution. That's what it says. And that's their number one constituent. If you understand the importance of public servants supporting the Constitution, if you appreciate your freedom, when they're supporting the Constitution, they are ensuring. They're ensuring with an E and ensuring with an I. They're underwriting your liberty, and they're making sure or guaranteeing that your liberty will not be pulled from you, taken from you, marginalized, and or dismissed. We need to start understanding what it really takes to get our public servants to do their job. You've heard me harp on this. You know, you have to have a license to have a dog. You have to have a certificate in Louisiana to be a florist. You have to have certain professional credentials to do some of the most menial tasks, whether that be a hairdresser, a salon stylist, whatever. And every new profession, there is a class of people, a group of people, that are willing to create barriers for you to be able to enter into that profession. And when I mean barriers, you have to have a degree, you have to have certification. This, you want to understand how we've created this self-licking ice cream cone. Well, who has the benefit of requiring certifications and education? Our education system. When we have people, as a matter of fact, in the old days, it didn't really matter. You could become a lawyer. You could practice law without having to be in the bar exam. As long as you could argue well, you could become a lawyer. It finally got to a point where they said, you know what? You know, there were really good lawyers that came from nothing. And there were, you know, probably marginal lawyers or really bad lawyers. What's so different with that now as it was then today? I mean, back then. I mean, when you look at how many lawyers there are in America today, just America alone, how many of them are really good? I can tell you what, I've had a bad lawyer. I've seen bad lawyers. The average lawyer is a bad lawyer. They only got that shingle to take money from you. And they're really good at taking money because, you know, if you're not happy with their services, you say, I'm not paying you for this. You did me nothing. You did nothing for me. But that's where that law degree comes in, because now they know how to come after you and take you for everything they possibly can. So they're very well at defending themselves when it comes to their money, but they can't defend themselves with their inadequacies for, you know, creating a case or, you know, coming up to you and saying, well, we need to do this, we need to do that. Well, actually, and as a matter of fact, I had a lawyer that did that. Oh, we're going to go in and do this and do this. And I tell you what, I was pumped. And then as soon as I saw that that man in court, you know, dodging and ducking and running. I go, are you kidding me? Where is, you know, almost everything he told me was just a facade. Anyway, it's now or never. And we really need to start getting you attuned to holding your public service. Are you ready for this? You have to get active because we've got an election year. If you have a public servant, regardless of what position they're in, whether they're in the House of Representatives, every single public servant, you need to try to make every single debate, town hall, you know, what do they call that? Meet and greet, whatever you want to call these things, whether they be just a little social gathering, but you need to actually voice your concerns with your politicians, your public servants who are not living up to their oath of office by supporting the Constitution. You start doing this and everybody else will start following you. Remember what I said. If you're not leading on the Constitution, then get out of the way. And if you understand the Constitution and you can just fire back inciting the 14th Amendment, you know, Article 1, Article 2, Article 3, Article 7, this is not hard, folks. I can't imagine anybody that has gone to, you know, you got a high school graduate. Because that's basically what I was. When I went into the Marine Corps, I barely graduated from high school. I was that, you know, even though I didn't apply myself hardly at all because I thought that the education was a joke. What I was getting education-wise, the only thing that really was being, you know, kind of clung to in my life personally, just as a personal insight here, was the collectivist ideology. I was being tuned, and I could tell you, I was being programmed to become a little Bolshevik revolutionary. They didn't care about how much I really understood about math, and I didn't have challenges with math. I'd sleep in my math class, and I'd still pass. But some of the other classes, sciences and so forth, I barely skinned by. But I did pass. I got my high school diploma, and I was able to join the Marine Corps. And in the Marine Corps, I was able to pick up 5 professional certifications, or actually 5 what they call MOSs, military occupational specialties. I mean, most people only get 1. I had 5 by the time I left. And by the time I got further, because I started applying myself. That's all you have to do is apply yourself. Apply yourself in the form of civics and public service. You're doing your public a service by holding your public servants accountable. And if you just understand the Constitution just a little bit. It took me 3 weeks to go through the Constitution. I invite you to go back into my 2021 podcast page and go look for September 17th. That day and or the following 3 weeks is all about reading the Constitution and giving you some editorializing. I want you to understand, this is really not that hard. You have to put your focus on the Constitution, though, instead of something that would be nice for you, like asking your congressperson, can you get the federal government to throw us some money so we can get some jobs here? You know, so send some business this way so we can get some money coming in? The only reason you don't have money coming in is because of the federal government. The federal government has tied your state's hands so that they can't harvest the natural resources. Why are we buying crap that's right underneath our feet, raw resources from China, processed as well, when that could be mined and processed here, when that timber can be... Why are we buying timber and lumber from Canada when we have more than enough timber? And I'm here to tell you, sounds like the neighbors are home. I'm here to tell you that if we start focusing and we work together, 2022 can make it possible that even if the lawsuit that Bob Schultz is pushing through doesn't work because the Supreme Court chooses to defend the political agenda instead of the Constitution, because they've done that, and they've done that, and they've done that, and I'm sick of them, and this is why I have no faith in the Supreme Court. then if we actually start standing up, we can make that impact, because Congress, as I said on January 3rd, Congress is not obligated to have the court tell them how to actually honor and follow the Constitution. Congress in 2023, if formed, and this is the dialogue you need to have with every Republican congressperson. I can't have this conversation with mine. Mine is Kathy McMorris Rodgers. And Kathy McMorris Rodgers is a shill. She's a shill for the globalists. She went into Congress a pauper, and she's a multimillionaire now. And she's looking to retire because she doesn't like the pressure. And you look at her, I mean, she's got a lot of years left in her. If she was a good politician, she would actually be, you know, fighting and fighting and fighting. She barely wins nowadays, folks. In a dark red part of Washington State, she's barely winning, because most of the Republicans recognize that she does not represent them. And so we're seeing more and more and more. It's not that we're actually seeing Democrats gain in the position where she actually has this, I'll say, congressional seat. What we're seeing is that just more and more people have lost their taste in voting for her. Anyway, we'll be right back, and we'll get back to government after we do the obligatory. Sorry for the long monologue. Sometimes I just go on. Forgive me. We'll be right back after these two promos.
If you run a business or an organization, you already know email is an essential tool for communicating. If you're interested in reducing your overhead and increasing your productivity, I personally recommend you look into AdLocal email marketing services. AdLocal has a special offer for my listeners with email services that start at $10 a month for your first 1,000 addresses. If you want to increase customer retention, grow your market presence, track your statistics, and improve your engagement with your customers with modern, elegant emails that express the personality of your business with emails that integrate with your website, you need to contact AdLocal, and they handle the rest. Take it from me, AdLocal offers the best solutions for all organization sizes, and they lead with their pricing and the 24-hour customer service. Folks, it's time to call AdLocal at 866-88-ADLOCAL or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com.
If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review, as well as my description of the republic review model, on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how republic review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you.
Friends, if you have any questions or comments, we have our 24-hour comment line at 425-270-5416.
All right, so let's move on with the obligatories. As you know, the show is also sponsored by republicreview.org, and you are listening to the only show that goes through the academic evidence and academic evidence-based solutions. This is why we actually read the documents for you, and we editorialize. If you have any challenges to my analysis or how I look at, you know, what the framers actually just said, by all means, give us a call on our comment line, 425-2705. And as a matter of fact, you don't have to call while the show is on, so you don't get, you know, butterflies that you're going to be on the air or anything like that. This is a comment line that's open 24/7, 365. So when you finally have enough to drink and you know, get the courage to give us a call, you don't need courage to call me. I've never, and if if you have evidence that I have ever mishandled anybody, I don't take kindly to the conservative entertainers and how they treat their guests. I mean, some of them are absolutely rude, and I get it that there are hacks and there are shills, you know, the progressives calling just to try to antagonize and so forth. I get that. But I don't believe you're that. I don't believe anybody listening to the show has that paradigm. So anyway, Fortitude Financial Coaching, Gary Smith, highly endorse. I know this man. This man has, I would defend his honor and his integrity because I know what an honorable person this is. If you're looking for somebody that is truly going to, you know, get involved in your finances, which means they're going to get involved in your life, then I'm here to tell you, this is the guy you can trust. I mean, he's had clearances to very high level degree clearances. Just so you understand, you can really trust this guy. Free Constitution classes at constitutioneducation.us. Keith Broders is moving this Constitution education agenda forward. Timber Nation, if you're looking for beautiful, beautiful hardwood furniture for your audio systems or for what? I mean, we're talking 2-inch thick plates of hardwood, walnut, hickory. Well, hickory, I think they'll charge extra for that because it's just so hard. But oak, maple. I mean, there's an abundance of different hardwoods that we have. Give them a call if you're looking for something very special. They will do anything special. Check out their website, timbernation.com. RadioDustCovers.com, this is something that you really, you know, you need to get if you really want to protect your electronics. There's not a lot of people doing this, and yeah, you could go and put a sheet over your electronics, but I wouldn't recommend it. And so one of the reasons is because if you're using a sheet, the dust will sit on it, and it's hard to get off, and when you move that sheet, that dust comes right off. These dust covers have they're like I call it a naugahyde, a vinyl or what have you. So any dust that gets on it, as you lift it up, you can actually wipe it clean if you've got that big of a problem. If you got contractors coming in, you will thank me for having these dust covers. I had dust covers over a power generator and some other little things, and when they came in to do some drywall and some work, I totally forgot about it. But when I, you know, it was, okay, well, it's time to fire up the stereo system. I go, wow, I'm glad I had these things because I looked at how thick the crap was on there. Because, as you know, most contractors that do remodeling or what have you, it's not that they want to trash your home. They're there to make a buck, and they don't really put into the price all of the things that you would really want them to do to protect your home. So they try to come in and come out and get the job done. And that's what you want. You want a cheap, you know, cost. But 9 times out of 10, you go, oh, wow, I didn't realize that you're going to make this kind of a mess. And then you get upset. Anyway, especially when your electronics doesn't work and now you have to pay more money because of the remodel. Add local if you have ISP needs, infrastructure service provider type of needs, such as emailing, domain hosting, domain services, certificates, so forth and so on. Give Ben Carr a call out of Michigan, Pontiac, Michigan, addlocal.com. Check him out. Anyway, so let me get back to what we were talking about, because I can't emphasize this enough, and more people are really getting infuriated over, you know, hearing the words repeated over and over by, let's just say, the mainstream media, by politicians, and way too many people are calling America a democracy when you and I know better. The fact is that we're a hybrid constitutional republic that has a limited federation and actually is a confederation form of government. Because when you look at the form of government, most people look at, you know, how does it function? Where is most of the government supposed to be? Now, technically, we do have a federation today. We absolutely have a federation, but that is not in accordance with the Constitution. The Constitution actually enumerates the very limited powers that the federal government has, and if we got rid of all of the things using republic review and got them back into the framework and only doing those things that they have the authority per that Constitution to do, because they have to get the authority from the states. That's why Article 5 requires that when they're going to amend the Constitution, the Supreme Court doesn't sign off on amendments. Three-fourths of the states, 38 states, have to sign off on the amendment, which, in other words, they need the permission of the states. Doesn't that lend to the simplicity of saying, you know, if you have to have the permission from the states, then the states must have all of the power? Ding, 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 you got it. There it is. The states have the power. And the whole funny thing, and I'm just going to go down a quick aside, the whole funny thing about the Convention of States is that they're hoping that the federal government, when they finally get, if they can get 34 states and ruin everything that we're doing and everything that we have, because I truly believe that the Convention of States does not have our liberty and our Constitution in our best interest. I believe that this is a private 503C type of organization, or 503C, I'm sorry, you know, I'm bad with names, and those types of things. The point is the Convention of States, they're trying to create a mechanism where it pays them. Most people do not just drive. As a matter of fact, if Mark Meckler was the person of integrity, and anybody that was supporting the Convention of States should not be taking a penny from it and should not, you know, not be looking to gain any seat. I will ask you to go read Federalist Paper 50, 51, 52, 53. If you read those, this is where Madison starts warning. You need to look at who is calling for the convention. What is their motive? What do they stand to gain? And then you can actually see that this is a machination. This is a stratagem, you know, concocted by men who have ulterior motives. It's not because, you know, they're really... So if Mark Levin really cared about putting out his Liberty Amendments, he wouldn't have done it in a book where he made all of this money to do that. Mark Levin, if he was really a person that, you know, didn't care... I mean, I wrote a book, but I don't peddle it. I don't peddle my books. And the fact is that it's all about... Mark is an enterprise for Mark Levin. Meckler has created an enterprise on this idea that we can amend the Constitution and make it better. How could they take something that was inspired by the divine hand of providence and actually make it better? That's why when I look at any of those amendments, I go, there's just no way. But back to the whole point, folks. They have to get the states to basically agree with the amendments. But going down that path requires Congress to call forth this. This is where I truly believe, and this is why I've said this before. When you look at all things within the Constitution, the federal government has jurisdiction. Here is the real unmentioned danger with the Convention of States. Is that the federal government in the court system can actually rule against everything that would actually fix and support those things that would destroy the Constitution further. Why would you even give them that opportunity? Why would you actually give them something? Why would you do something that they have jurisdiction over? This is why Madison really pointed out you need to read. And we will. We're going to get to this rather soon. It'll be within the next few months. It's not going to be tomorrow, but if you want to read it right now, go read Madison's report on the Virginia Resolutions of 1800. If you want me to tell you, as a matter of fact, I believe, I will check real quick while I'm talking, I will go to Reclaiming the Republic website, and I will try to find out, let me see here, Red State Talk Radio Podcast, and if I go down... I actually have all of this all the documents you need to read right here on the Red State Talk Radio podcast page. The Kentucky and Virginia resolutions of 1798 and 1799 can be found on this page. Boom, and I send you to that document. The Madison's report is right here on the next link down. And the below that is the Madison's notes on nullification. By all means, follow these, read these. You can come back and say, wow, GR is right. I can't believe this. And it's not because I'm smart. It's just because I took the time to read it. And if you read it, you'll be equally convicted with the affirmation that this must be done. Anyway, we will be back after these two promos. Thank you so much. Folks, I'm constantly providing you with case after case and giving you both the empirical information as well as irrefutable academic evidence that the federal government is operating well outside the bounds of the Constitution. In measuring outlays, the federal government is spending over 80% of your tax dollars on unconstitutional government. This is why we don't need a balanced budget amendment. We just need to enforce the Constitution. So what is it going to take for you to take a stand in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution? To be clear, the solution is simple and does not require much work on any one individual, especially if everyone contributed to the effort. We only ask that you make a commitment today to contributing however you can and make the difference necessary for our posterity's sake. Send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org and let me know how you'd like to help so we can help you save our republic. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath even though we're not required to take it because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station. Don't forget, you can call our 24-hour comment line to ask a question or to speak on any topic. Dial 425-270-5416. Okay, so let me just say this last thing. If you don't understand the dangers of a convention and you hear these people that are promoting the Convention of States, and you don't understand any of this, you need to get smart, because this the dialogue should not be we need to change the Constitution. The dialogue must be we must defend. An Article 5 convention has nothing to do with defending. Mark Meckler doesn't care about the Constitution. This is why he's looking to urinate on it. Mark Levin is looking to urinate. He wants to put a mark on a document that was inspired by the divine hand of providence. Here's a man that doesn't even recognize the divine hand of providence. He never once talked about American exceptionalism because of its enlightenment from Christianity. Not once. Go read every single one of his books. He never acknowledges the fact that what made, even Alexis de Tocqueville, when he came here in 1830s, this was well over 50 years, 60-some years after the Revolution and this movement of liberty. And so when we look at what Alexis de Tocqueville said, he said, America is great because America is good. And what he meant by that was America is good because they're righteous, they're attending church, they all are believers and convicted in their faith and testimony of Christ. And so when we look at, you know, the men that are behind this, it's easy to impugn their, you know, their character, because it's, you can do the same thing with me. But the fact of the matter is, why are they doing this, and what is in it for them? Well, they're making money on this, and there's a great opportunity that they have in making something. But contrast to what we should be focused on is, we shouldn't be focused on making any marks on the Constitution. We need to preserve the Constitution and get it enforced. That's simple. Really, it is that simple. Anyway, so when we talk about this hybrid constitutional republic that is a confederation more than a federation, on paper, that's the way it's designed, then we need to start understanding that's kind of the form of government, that we're really a confederation that is a constitutional republic in creating a very limited federation. Now, saying a constitutional republic is really easy, but if you're making that statement, and anybody that understands all the rest of the nations of the world, you say, well, they're all constitutional republics too. They don't understand why you're making a big deal about this. We're a democracy. Why are you making a big deal about this? A constitutional republic that does not state the truth. It does not differentiate America from the rest of all other nations. They're all constitutional republics, my friend. Almost all of them. And so you have to start understanding where to really win the battle. Because once you start getting into the facts, the media will shut up. You'll actually start finding people that, as they start defending it with the proper, I'll call it mantra, when we actually start, as a programmed response, when somebody says a democracy, instead of saying it's a constitutional republic, we say it is a hybrid constitutional republic with a confederacy and a very limited federation. A very limited federation. But instead, if it's a federation, then it is only a constitutional republic. We're just like China. But we're not, folks. You have to put the confederation first. Because that's what the framers did. They maintained the Confederation. Go read Jefferson's comments while he was president. He constantly referred to the Republic in a Confederation, not a Federation. And so this is where this huge shift away from big government back to this concept of understanding limited and defined government for this short period of time. But people quickly, once the War of 1812 was over, once Madison won that war, and they've had this Treaty of Ghent, what was that, 1814, 1815? Madison had a couple of years left, and then Monroe came in, and it was resting on our laurels, Monroe. Monroe was a good man. He was a good military man. I think he had, you know, good intentions, but he actually, in some cases, he defended the Constitution, but he actually allowed and facilitated this nationalizing and allowing the federal government to aggrandize some of their powers, in so much that we actually found that Monroe signed or bought off on the Missouri Compromise. Are you kidding? He should have stepped in and said, no way, you cannot inflict slavery upon a new state. Only if that state chooses it. But we're not inflicting because of some arbitrary line of latitude going across America, this Dixon-Mason line. So when we look at our form of government, and we've talked about our sovereigns, and we recognize, because this is why the Confederation is so important. The Confederation acknowledges the sovereignty of the states, that the states possess more power. A federation, the states don't possess the power. The national government possesses the power. Do you understand that now? Hopefully that helps. Because as I stitch this all together, and I didn't even really get into the politics side of the different parties, bottom line, we shouldn't even have a party. If a party was focused on the Constitution, then why would we have a party? Parties drive agendas. So supposedly the Republican Party, they want to control government with a conservative slant. They want to bring back the Bible. Can America be resuscitated spiritually without the Bible? No. But can America be resuscitated spiritually by having government mandate anything? No. We have to allow people and the ministers to do their work. This is why Republic Review is the only process, because it forces compliance, it rips these things out, and there's not one thing that the Convention of States will be able to do to actually take away all of these unconstitutional powers, because it's not within their grasp. They can't do it. There's no amendment that would force the federal government into compliance. Only the political force of the states in Republic Review mandating that you will comply. And this is a sad day because it seems like Wisconsin just signed off recently to becoming the 16th state in requesting a petition. In other words, going to the federal government, please, can we destroy the Constitution, please? Are you kidding me? There's way too many good red-blooded patriots that are being bamboozled by these men with machinations and designs that have nothing to do with saving the Constitution and have everything to do with aggrandizing their position in life. So moving forward, so as we start stitching, you know, this whole thing of the form of government and the types of governments and what we really have, we have a Republican form of government, which is a representative base. We're not to be able to choose. The fact that we even vote and have a ballot with the president's name on it is wrong. We're not supposed to be voting on a president. We're supposed to be voting on a very particular representative that would be called an elector that will then go and choose that president. But the parties don't want to trust that because they want to make sure that their guy gets in. The guy that they favor, that they both favor. If you can start seeing the collusion just in the presidential election alone between the two parties, you will start recognizing that the parties are the problem. You want to be a part of the Republican Party because there's just no way in heck you're going to become a part of the Constitution Party or the Independent American Party, a party that is focused on the Constitution and support and enforcement of the Constitution only, no agendas? Then you need to move to Wyoming. Get your butt in Wyoming, because that's where the only constitutional Republican Party exists, period. Now, if you want to start moving your politicians outside of the party, you have to start exercising your voice and your assertion that they must lead on the Constitution or get out of the way. You have to start holding them accountable. You have to ask them, are they willing to take a test to qualify for this position? A constitutional test to determine whether you really understand the Constitution or not. And if not, then why should we vote for you? And more importantly, if you actually use these First Amendment petitions, we're going to start getting into those. The First Amendment petition is where you actually go and you demand that your county supervisor, your county commissioner, actually go do their job, get their butt into the session. So this is the time when you start using, if you're not already prepared to start using your First Amendment petitions, then you're behind. You're getting beaten by the game here, because the only time these people are in session, this is the time when you actually go to your county commissioner and say, get your butt to the state capitol and tell these people, we want to hold our governor accountable to the Constitution. He's violated our rights. He has no business doing that. Or sending them in and saying, you need to remove Congress and every single one of our members of Congress. You cannot drive your government if you sit on your hands. You have to get active. And getting active is getting petitions signed and then driving your county commissioners down the path of doing their job. Because as a representative form of government, your county commissioner took an oath to support the Constitution. And so what you have to do is you absolutely have to get them to go down and demand that your state representatives and your state government support the Constitution as they've sworn to take an oath. If your county commissioner doesn't do that, then they're not supporting the Constitution. They have no right to ask you for a vote.
Have you taken the time to watch our presentation on YouTube that provided an irrefutable argument of what we have to do to save our Constitution and our Republic? I know it's over an hour and 30 minutes, but you only need to watch the first 30 minutes. If you take the time to watch this presentation, I promise it will change your paradigm regarding what our Constitution is and what we have to do if we are going to save it, our liberties, our sovereignty, and our republic. We already have answers to most of the questions that you might think of after watching this presentation, and we want to help you get to a point where you have a profound understanding of the audit and republic review process. This is why our bullet overview and flowchart of both the argument and process is available on reclaimingtherepublic.org. The sooner you get informed, the sooner you can get involved and make an impact. So go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to the Take Action page. That's where you'll find the video. Thank you so much.
To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. As a reminder, if you have any questions or comments, we have a 24-hour comment line, 425-270-5416.
Okay, so how is it that we're the problem? How is it that we, the people, are the problem? Well, it's pretty easy, folks, because we have all of these myopic organizations. Convention of States is one of them. And we have the Second Amendment. That's another one. We have the health freedom, abortion. I mean, which of these, you know, the education problem, indoctrinating our children to, you know, to actually look at white people as the problem and look at our government as the problem. I mean, they're literally indoctrinating fools, because how many of you as an adult recognize what a fool you were for, you know, believing, and how naive you were in just believing anything and everything? Now, you may not have gone through an education system that actually convinced you that, you know, you, if you're white, and all white people in America are the problem. We are literally being divided and conquered. We have a Bolshevik revolution, and this is playing out right in front of our very noses. And the fact that we're allowing ourselves to be divided, because it's not just about the school. It's not just about saving the baby's lives. It's not just about health freedom and vaccinations. It's about the Constitution, because none of these things are within the federal government's delegated authority to actually manipulate, be involved in, or meddle with. We have a right to our own self-determination. We have a right of our own conscience. And the federal government is getting to a point, and the Antichrist government is getting to a point, where they are going to drive into this society compulsion like you couldn't imagine. And as long as you get along with what they wanted, just like in China, if you behave well, you'll do well. And if you don't, you will be punished. I would rather die. So we have to start understanding that this whole process of choosing our public servants can't be about myopic messages. We all have to start putting aside these myopic messages and demand that the federal government comply, that the state government comply, that your local government complies to their oath of office in supporting the Constitution and complying to all of the laws within the Constitution. Do not exercise laws that you don't have the authority to exercise. All laws must be in pursuant and or compliant to the Constitution. You can't allow these things to continually exist that are absolutely violations of the Constitution, such as abortion, such as the limitations of rights of guns, your right to bear arms as a member of the militia. You are a member of the militia. I don't know how to actually provide such an indoctrination course that would actually tweak you to a point where you would become an automaton for Republic Review. Nor do I want that. I believe, because if you've ever argued with an automaton, nine times out of ten, they don't have the background to be able to refute. If you've got any kind of a semblance of an argument, they can't refute it. And so what they do is they break down like a Kathy and go into this ballistic-triggered, conniption, and they actually just melt down. I need you to actually start taking the time in reading. If you're fervently reading the scriptures, then great. You need to take time to also read the ratification debates. You need to read these documents that we read, and we'll read them to you, and we'll prove why you need to be reading these. Anybody that has been listening to the show for any period of time understands and does not question the fact these documents are the key. These documents will give you the paradigm, the insights, and the basis of what you need to know to actually start refuting all of these things that government is doing that they have no business doing. It's kind of that simple, if you know what I mean. Anyway, so as we start understanding that our government and as we look at who's supposed to represent us, we have to make sure that they understand how they're supposed to represent us. This is why this year we have to start making the effort in getting out there to say, you've taken an oath to support the Constitution. And as a representative, and you need to actually focus more on your county commissioners, your sheriff, your county level. You need to get your county squared, because if you can get your county squared, then at least you're not going to be bothered at home, because you have a good sheriff that's going to defend your liberties. You're going to have county commissioners that are going to defend your liberties. You're going to have a county that's going to come together on the Constitution. We need to start creating constitutional counties. And in so doing, as we create those, we will create a constitutional state. And as we do that, we move forward in forcing the federal government into compliance to create a constitutional republic that is a hybrid based on the Confederacy and all powers that were remaining to the states, not based on the Federation, that the federal government has all powers. Now, as we know, every law, because as a Republican form of government, the law, the rule of law must be followed, and the rule of law must be in compliance to the Constitution. If you look at how many laws really originate from the federal government, from traffic laws and, like speed limits, you think your government is dictating, the federal government is dictating how fast you drive on the freeway? Absolutely. There have been many examples you used to be able to drive in Montana on a long straightaway where there's nothing. You used to be able to drive at any speed you wanted. But the federal government came along and said, if you're not going to abide by these federal mandates, then we're taking back money from you. And boom, Montana started behaving. They reeled in Montana. This has happened in other states. And it's not like they're rewarding you. And it's not like, if you have a child and you say, if you do the dishes, I will give you $5 a week for just doing the dishes every day for the week. Okay, and then, that's what they get. Well, what should happen, if the federal government, if we had such a corrupt federal government and such corrupt states, the states would at least be smart if they knew what they were doing and say, you got to pay us specifically for doing this. You have to pay us, you have to subsidize us specifically for doing that. But the federal government has become so powerful and the states have become so spineless in this corruption that they've become the subservients, which has completely reversed the roles. And this is why the federal government is getting away with everything. All laws must be made in pursuant to the Constitution, and all laws must be made by our legislators. Our legislators are the ones that have the vested authority to create law, not the courts, not the executives. And I want you to understand this, because that's one of the big perversions that we have within our republic as well. You know, who has the authority to create laws? More importantly, when we actually determine, you know, what the laws are, and things aren't working the way they're supposed to, and somebody's violating the law or violating the supreme law, who are the arbiters? Well, we have courts that arbitrate, you know, certain things. But when you look at the Constitution and when you look at the fundamental law of your rights, God's law, nature's law, and your law of your inalienable rights, you kind of wonder why our court system doesn't support your rights, you know, because they will come up with ways they can infringe upon them. Because in so doing, the premise is that your rights are coming from the government, not from God. This is why we do not have common law courts. If your rights are recognized as an inalienable right that can't be taken from you, that God has basically enabled all of us, has endowed us as the Declaration of Independent States with these inalienable rights, then the court would absolutely recognize your rights over everything. Not at the expense of somebody else's rights, but your rights over everything that is not, you know, that conflicts with your absolutely inalienable rights, such as having to stay home, such as shutting your business down, such as not being able to go worship, so forth and so on. So when we start looking, you have to start looking at the courts. You have to look at the courts at the state level, the county level, and how it's broken down from the district courts of the state and the Supreme Court of the state. And it's the same thing with the federal and the state, and how that relationship of the district courts, the federal court, and then the district court, and then the Supreme Court. And if you start looking at the law that is being practiced in all three levels, it is admiralty law. It is admiralty court. It is basically civil law. You may be granted a jury, a trial by jury in every state for crimes and whatever you've committed, but it is still being ran and it is still being pushed by civil law, where your rights come from government instead of your rights come from God. This is why rapists, and this is why pedophiles, and this is why all of these just grossly obscene crimes that are being committed, where the victim is not recognized in their rights and how they've been violated. What is happening is that the criminal has actually greater rights than you do. And they should have a right of a trial by jury and a fair trial, but not at your expense. Folks, I'm J.R. Mobley, Reclaiming the Republic, and we need your help. God bless.
Folks, as you know, online fraud is on the rise, and it's more important than ever for your new and existing customers to be able to determine whether they are using a website with a secured connection. If you didn't know, Google mandated in 2017 that all data submitted to its linked websites must be secure with SSL certificates. Without SSL certificates, your site is listed by Google as not secure. In other words, without these certificates, your site will be harder to find, and this will impact new traffic and ultimately your revenue. Whether you're a blogger or in e-commerce, AdLocal will help protect your website from all forms of data breaches, phishing scams, and build a secure environment for your businesses, big or small. Contact AdLocal by calling 866-88-ADLOCAL or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com for custom pricing.